Then we have the Rashi, which is Rashi on the Pirkei Avos, which we have to admit that Rashi on Pirkei Avos, the world says is not Rashi. That's what the world claims. It's not. It's a debatable question if this is really Rashi or not Rashi. Not clear. But he says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mitzvah Moshe Yeshua. He says, the Lord of Pinchas, these are Aaron's children and grandchildren. The Lord Shimothi Kedim, Mitzvah Machinat of Shimothi Kedim. That's like Moshe Tokohel. Kana Shem Tokohelam. Adds another point to Kana Shem Tokohelam. Is that Yeshua? Shemri Yeshua and Nuna. Oh, you always show all the same point. Abraham Shikosa, the Pinchas, Taurus, Emissary with you. Okay. Let's superficially the same thing again. Okay. So, I have, before we even say a shmooze, we have to clarify a few points. Two points has to be clarified. First point, simple question. Was Yeshua a bigger Tava Chacham in Chitzonius? If you would have asked, you know, in the, they had a competition. Oh, I missed someone coming out. I didn't notice it. Let me just wait a second. Bo, as I kept you waiting, I didn't see you. So the question is like this. If Yeshua, the Pasuk says that Yeshua was picked to be a Mavi. Was it blatant to everyone, to Moshe, to the people, that Yeshua was a bigger Talmud Chacham? Was he a bigger Talmud Chacham than anyone else? That's the first question. So, the mashmos of all the Rashis is mashma no. First of all, the Rashi in Chumash says that Moshe, in his shvach, that he's looking for the best Manik in Klal Yisrael, wanted his kids. He didn't want Yeshua. If Yeshua was so much better, then I don't have to shvach for Moshe. Why should he pick Yeshua? So obviously, at least as far as being manic, he didn't see that Yeshua was better. But more than that, it says Hashem's answer is Kedayu Yeshua Litos Kar Shimusha Shoshoshit Moshe Tocho. Hashem doesn't answer. And you pick Yeshua because he's a bigger Talmud Chacham. Shem says it's a schar, it's a reward, right? So Yipashim Shad, I think the way the people think Shad is Yeshua was the biggest Ma'asmin. Since he was the biggest Ma'asmin, he was the biggest Talmud Chacham. Since he was the biggest Talmud Chacham, so he was chosen. Obviously, you picked the biggest Talmud Chacham. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that he was chosen because he was the biggest Talmud Chacham. How did he become this Talmud Chacham? Is because he learned Gemara Asmada. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says he was chosen Bitzchar, that he learned Gemara Asmada. Sounds directly. Because of the Zchar that he learned Gemara Asmada, that's why he was chosen. That's the mashmos of the Rashi. So it's mashma and Rashi that it wasn't so much that he was a bigger Talmud Chacham, or at least that wasn't the factor. When you read Rashi in the Avos, it sounds even much more than that. Because Rashi in Avos says, why did he pick Yeshua? Why did he pick Elazar and Pinchas? Shimothi came back there, and there's a half a minute was, Yeshua picked these people. Because Yeshua was, you know, this low Yeshua, oh well. Afalpi because of Pinchas, Torah Zemes Mephiyah. So what's the Afalpi? If you learn Shat that Yeshua was a bigger Talmud Chacham than anyone else, so the Avopi doesn't make any sense. Avopi that Yipuchas was Torah's Amishai's Befiyu. Yeah, but that Yeshua was doubly Torah's Amishai's Befiyu. So the Mashmos of Rashi, I think very strongly in the Avos, is that Fakert. Mitzad, who was a bigger Talmud Chacham, you should have picked Pinchas. Pinchas had a Maida, Tyrus Amos, Swayam Afiyu. Yeshua apparently did not have that Maida. If Yeshua also had the Maida of Tyrus Amos, Swayam Afiyu, then there's no IOP. So Rashi's mashma, I think it's a pretty strong mashma, that when it came to who was a bigger Talmid Chacham, who could give a bigger chabura, who could say more Tiras Emes, Yeshua was not necessarily better. And Adarabba, if that would have been the criteria, then you should have picked Pinchas. That's the Afalpi. Even though Pinchas had a Maida that Yeshua did not have, that Pinchas had the Maida of Tiras Emes Vaisavafiyu, nonetheless, Moshe picked, there was Yeshua was picked. Why? This car. That's diet number one. I think that's pretty mashma. Diet number two, maybe it's going to mess up a little bit, diet number one, get a little confusing, is there sounds like a stira between the Rashi and the Rashi and the others, and Rashi and Pinchas. Rashi and Pinchas is saying that Moshe did not want to pick Yeshua. Moshe wanted to pick, also not Pinchas either. Moshe wanted to pick his own kids. Because Baruch will tell Moshe, you should pick Pinchas because of the scar and all Moshe Tovah. In Rashi on Ovis, it says, Moshe kibbutz army Sinai, umasra to Yeshua, and Moshe gave it to Yeshua, Shalom Ratza le Maestra. Shalom Ratza Pashas is going on Moshe. Shalom Ratza le Maestra. That's what it sounds like. It's like the next Rash. Yeshua is the Canaan. Shalom Ratza le Maestra Shivan the Canaan. It sounds like the way Rashi and the others is saying it was Moshe's decision. So I don't know. Either there's two choices. Either he'll say my teeth loud after, but I don't know. Or it's either you'll say that there's a machlekes. Okay, could be different midrashim. That in the Rashi and the Chumash is saying that Moshe didn't want to, and Hashem, it was Hashem's decision. And Rashi on the Ovis is saying, oh, it was Moshe's decision. Or we're talking about a different position. I like to say, preferably, I don't mind the second shot either, that the Ovis is not talking about who became the Manik. The Ovis is talking about who Moshe gave the Torah. Who became the greatest Talmud Chacham, the Gadol, whatever. So there was a question of being mice in the Torah. So if I care, there Moshe's children weren't even in the running. Because they weren't as maybe the greatest Talmid Chacham. The running was Pinchas, Awazer, and the Shivim Zekanim, who were Nevi'im. They were the ones that were in the running. And Moshe, on his own, already decided, Shalrazan Elisha Misha Mamis Aswa Minura, Bekon Hashem Tova Olam. But when it came to being the manik, there Moshe thought that he could go ahead and his children would be okay. And there Hashem said, no, there also, it has to be Yeshua. That's what I would prefer to say pshat. I think that's probably the most Moshe pshat, rather than make a machlekes. Okay, anyway, that's introduction, just simple reading the Maramaka. So now we have a shmooz. So I think there's a shmooz. I'm not sure if I would say it's the biggest chiddush, but I think it's a very practical shmooz. One of the biggest problems in yeshiva, the guys are going into, some of the guys are going to the big leagues, the Hanukkah Queens. So one of the biggest problems in the yeshiva is you always have two problems. There's one problem, you have guys who are very, very sincere. They work very, very hard. They could be the biggest masmidim. They could be the biggest tzaddikim in yeshiva. And yet, they get no kavod. They get no recognition. Because they're not necessarily, there's somebody else who maybe is not as big as a masmid, who has a faster head, who can hack Rabbi Harris quickly. I mean, they cut him off in the middle of the sentence, and ask him a question, and he's saying, and everyone is in awe about his brilliance. And he's the guy that gets the, you know, the, he becomes the, you know, gets the fame, more coven, and he's the one that gets maybe the better shidduch, and he's the guy that becomes the next Rosh Yeshiva or whatever. And there's a certain frustration, tremendous frustration, that the guy who works hard feels it's not fair, you know, it's not right. You know, I was expecting, I was going to work hard. Everyone tells you, you work hard, and you're guaranteed. And it doesn't, God doesn't deliver. You know, Rashiva used to always say, that he used to quote Rav Elias say, he quoted Rav Chatzko, that Rav Chatzko said that Americans are more depressed than Europeans. Why should that be? It's such a rich society. So he said two svaras. One is because there's more preachers, and preachers causes depression, and that's one svara. But his second svara was that America is a land of opportunity. And when people think that they have opportunities, it causes depression because they work hard, because, you know, you know, see, that's it, that's the American dream. You work hard, and then you guarantee you become a multimillionaire. And it doesn't pan out. Because in Europe, no one had any habaminas. It wasn't the land of opportunity. Your father was a blacksmith. No matter how hard you're going to work, you're going to be a blacksmith. So people weren't disappointed. They knew from birth they're going to be a blacksmith. But in America, they tell them, you go to school, you work hard, you get your doctorate, you get your degree, and then you're going to, you know, and then it's the rag to riches. And it doesn't happen for most people, even though they do everything they're supposed to do, so it's depressing. So in a certain sense, in yeshiva also, it's a very, for many people, find yeshiva at times very depressing, because here, they hear so many shmuzim, learn, learn, asmada, push, you know, learn, and they do it, and they do everything right, and then they don't see as much hatzlacha as they would have hoped for. Or they see that the other guy is better. I remember my first year in yeshiva, there was a guy, my first year teaching, goes back a long time, the guy was devastated over this. You know, that I work so much harder, and the other guy's better than me. So that's one issue. The other issue is vice versa. Sometimes you have the opposite issue, that when the guys leave yeshiva, and they get opportunities, and you have one guy who is really, and you know, the whole years in the yeshiva, he was better in learning, and everyone knew he was a better, and then for whatever reason, when he leaves the yeshiva, there's certain opportunities, and he gets a certain job, and then somebody else, who he doesn't, you know, didn't compare to him in learning, gets a much more prestigious and chashuvah opportunity, because, you know, there's, depends. I mean, random one, you know, this guy, where you end up. Sometimes it just, you know, we would say it's obviously it's Yashishmai, but it's, you know, we don't understand it sometimes. And there's also the other way. I've heard so many people, not in yeshiva, but even from people from Europe, you know, older people. I was in yeshiva together with this and this person, I was better than him. And now he's a god to adore, and I'm a, you know, and I'm working, you know, it was just not right. I learned in Tells or Mir, and when I was in the yeshiva, I was just as good as that Rosh Yeshiva. I was even better. And he just married a good shidduch, whatever it is, and that's not fair. I heard many people have that complaint. So there's these two complaints in the world. So I think that both complaints are addressed, and you have to address them. Because it just is chazal. The first complaint. The first complaint is, I work so hard and the other guy's still better than me. So if you read my shot in Rashi and both Rashi, I think it's pretty well. That's what happened to Yoshua. Good morning. You're not the first person with this problem. Yoshua was the world's greatest masmid. No mosh mitachoro. Everybody knew he was the world's greatest masmid. He was kind of shame told. That's what the Rashi and the Ra'alvis say. Right, Yeshua was the lo mashmito alo. He was the biggest masmin, and he had the biggest shame told. Why did he have the shame told? because everybody knew it was the biggest mitzvah. And yet, Rashi and others seems to say that Pinchas was better than him when it came to learning. I'm sure Yeshua was pretty good, but Pinchas had this nida of Taurus Emes Haisa Befiu, and Yeshua did not have that nida. And it sounds like, it's not like that Yeshua knew that he was going to be picked to be the Manik. Right? It sounds like he had no idea. No one knew. Moshe didn't expect him to be picked. So it's in the simple shot, Yeshua is just plugging away and learning away. And yet, when it comes to who's going to be the Manik, not you. We have other plans, Who's the biggest Gatam of Zazon? Not you. It's Pinchas. Who gets to be the Shivim Neviim? Not you. Okay, you got to be the Meraglim. I'm not sure if that was such a great covet to be chosen to be one of the Meraglim. Okay, maybe it was a covet. But, he wasn't picked to be one of the Shivim Neviim. And it sounds like from Rashi that there was like a more of a Havamina that they should have picked Pinchas or Elazar or the Shivim Neviim. They were, there was more of a Havamina. There's a fact in effect that Yeshua's tremendous hasmada, as cheshbon of where they're holding and learning, that it sounds like from Rashi that Yeshua was number at least 73. There were Shivim Neviim that were ahead of him, that you would know that. Should have picked the Shivim Neviim. There was Yeshua and Elazar or ahead of him, equal to him, I don't know, equal. Sounds like Rashi had them. They were Neviim and he wasn't a Navi. Right? They had a Maida on him. Pinchas had a Maida on him. Taurus Emes Vayis Mefiyo. Eliezer had a Maida probably because he was from Aharo. He was in Kohen Gadol. So he was, he was the world's biggest masman. And yet, he wasn't slated. It wasn't like, you say, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. If you're the world's biggest masman, don't you read all the stories? You're the world's biggest master, you become the biggest Talmud Chacham. No, that's not always true. The world's biggest master does not become the world's biggest Talmud Chacham. And it already started that way in the time of Yeshua. Yeshua was the world's biggest master, and he wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham. I'm sure he was very chashuv. I'm not trying to make fun of Yeshua, Chas v'Shalom. But there were other people that whatever reason, they outshined Yeshua in some area. And therefore, there would be a Havamina that they should have been picked. They're Neviim, you're not a Navi. There's a Taurus Emes, but Theo, you don't have that. Comes along, either it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Rashi and Pinchas, or the way I'm meaning Rashi and Ovis, Moshe himself decided when it came to this. No. That there's an understanding that there are other factors that count. And therefore, even though you're not the biggest Talmud Chacham per se, but you're still gonna become, we're gonna pick you because you have certain sincerity. That's a tremendous sincerity. It's Rashi from Rashi, and Rashi from Rashi, and others, it's Mesiras Nefesh plays a role. Right, Rashi and Ovid says that he was Meister Nefesh. Right, Rashi says Shemaim is Asma. So it's Mashma and Rashi, it was a Mesiras Nefesh Shabbat that did it. And it Kana Shemto means the mitzvahs, the Meisim. So it's a, the here, first of all, it's a guy in Yeshiva. There's two answers. The guy in Yeshiva works very hard, and he still doesn't see he's the best guy in Yeshiva. So there are two answers there. First of all, kach minei ga'ilam. It's not to get, when things are minei ga'ilam, you don't get upset. Don't have false illusions. Don't expect some miracle gonna happen because you're working the hardest, you're gonna be the smartest guy in Yeshiva. Kach minei ga'ilam. Yeshua had more chusin than any guy in the Yeshiva. And even him, when always working hard, he wasn't to become the best guy in the yeshiva. But don't have false expectations that you'll be the best guy. And therefore, if you don't have false expectations, you don't get depressed when it doesn't happen. So that's answer number one. Kach minei ga'ilam. And answer number two is, even though you might not be the best guy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Moshe, I don't know which one, don't worry. Hashem, if you learn in Rashi and Chumash, Hashem runs the world. At some point, you'll get your scar. Now, in the Chumash, the scar came 40 years later. Okay, you have to wait 40 years. You have to have patience. But it comes. Rabbi Trapper used to have a line that at some point you have to realize Hashem runs the world. You know, you have to realize, yeah, Hashem really does run the world. It's like, I don't remember exactly as you say it, that, you know that, so Hashem runs the world. Obviously, if you're Meister Nefesh, if you have more Asmada, you'll get your what's coming to you. But it doesn't mean you're going to get it the moment you want it. It doesn't mean you'll get it the way you want it. Hashem told Moshe, after 40 years of Yeshua being on Mosh Mitova Oel, I assume he was already quite an older person, now he's going to get his car. If you read them in my chart and all this, it's even a little bit nicer. It shows that even Moshe was able to pick up on that. Not just, Moshe also appreciated that. And Moshe also, when he came to make the decision who to give over the Torah, Moshe understood. And it sounds that way in all this because...
Rabbi was saying too good of a shmooze, the Eitz Hara had to do something.
Okay, that's a good line. Okay, anyway, so let's just move on to the next point. We will leave that point. So I'll say, first point I was saying is for the person who is the biggest for the Yeshuas in the world, they shouldn't get down, first of all, because that's human aid, that's the way of the world. That even though you're the biggest masbid, there might be someone else who's better than you. And it already happened to Yeshua. So it's normal. And second of all, at the end of the day, you get what's coming to you. Either Hashem gives it to you, people, it sounds like from the others, and I was saying that Shane told, you'll get, people will know. Because even though the other person is a bigger Talmud Chacham, you have the shame tov. And Rashi, that's what I said, Rashi doesn't bring any raya that Yeshua had the shame tov. There it is, people know. People see your asmada. People, you get the shame tov. Don't worry, you'll get what's coming to you. Maybe it'll take 40 years, but you'll get it. Don't have to worry. Okay, that's the first. The second thing I was saying for the Pinchases. But the Pinchas, who is the bigger Talmud Chacham, and he's standing there, and I say to all these people that have told me this over the years, I'm serious, I've met a number of people that have said this, that they're like, how did he become the Rosh Yeshiva? I was better than him, you know? I was better. You have to dare that also the same thing, that yes, that's right, you could be you were better. But you were better only in learning, but there are so many other factors that go into consideration as other cheshbainis. And no one can go ahead and question, no one knows who's the bigger tzaddik. No one knows that. You can't say, I don't understand, why wasn't I picked to be Rosh Yeshiva? I'm a bigger tzaddik than he is. No one can say that. No one can even have a havamina to ask such a question. Because you don't know. You don't know how the Nishayas, you don't know the Sitkas, you don't know the Mysterious Nefesh. People keep their Sitkas hidden. Everyone knows if they do certain Averis when no one's looking, you know, and vice versa. Certain people do Mitzvahs when no one's looking. So there's no, if you hear that the choice, which is like Yeshua was picked back as Baruch Hu because of his Chusim, not because he was the biggest Talmud Chacham. So there's no room to ask the question. You can ask the question, I don't understand. I'm Pinchas, I have Taurus, I'm a Smithio, I say the better Chaburis. Why wasn't I picked to be Rosh Yeshiva? Oh, maybe because he's a bigger tzaddik than you are. Okay, obviously. Because Baruch Hu runs the world and there was a cheshbon. He had more Mesiras Nefesh than you did. He had more Asmada than you did. Maybe he davened there than you did. I don't know. But you can't ask the question. The question is not a valid question because there's other factors that go into consideration, as we see. So the other I think you get both from both angles, from the Yeshuas and the Pinchases. The Yeshuas get an, you know, they have to understand that this is a Teva Olam, and eventually they'll get what's coming to them. And the Pinchas has to understand that their criteria of is not only on who's a better learner, and therefore they also cannot have feel that they were abject. So each person has to basically understand that it basically is like, you know, you get what you're coming to, you do. That's the end of the day. And if people cannot complain. Okay, that's basically it. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody. I'll try and stay here if anyone wants to say anything, but that's basically the schmooze. Okay.